This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. UAB hosted a discussion with one of the founders of the social justice movement, Black Lives Matter. While the event was scheduled around Black History Month, the conversation was focused in the present. WBHM's Ashley Cleek was there.
The auditorium at UAB's new Hill Student Center was packed with young and old, black and white, to hear Opal Tometi talk about Black Lives Matter. Tometi is one of the three women who founded Black Lives Matter back in 2013 in response to the acquittal of George Zimmerman. Zimmerman was accused in the shooting death of African-American teen Trayvon Martin. For Black Lives Matter, race is integral to the movement for social change because, Tometi says,
if we're not able to grapple with and name the actual issues and the fact that anti-blackness was leading to our death, then we're going to continue to find ourselves doing this thing every 100 years, every 50 years, we're going to be fighting the same issues.
Tometi's visit was part of UAB's Black History Month festivities. Black Lives Matter, Tometi says, is part of the broader historic movement for social and economic justice for all people of color. While the group is best known for staging protests against police brutality, Tometi says Black Lives Matter is concerned with immigrant justice issues, women's rights, and LGBTQ issues. A young white student in the audience asks what he could do to support his black friends. Tometi says he has to act.
You don't have every 28 hours black people dying, being gunned down, and get to be neutral. You don't get a choice. You don't get a choice when we have the highest unemployment rates. You don't get a choice. You don't get a choice when 2.3 million people are locked up and 1 million of them are black. You don't get a choice. So you're either with the movement or you're not. There's no neutral.
Black Lives Matter began back in 2013 when one of the founders wrote a Facebook post in response to the killing of Trayvon Martin. The post ended in the line, quote, "Our lives matter, Black Lives Matter," unquote, which was turned into a popular hashtag. The group has more than 30 chapters across the U.S. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.